Your mind is capable of many things, but there's something more powerful than your mind. There's something more useful to me than your mind right now, and it's your instincts. Your instinct to submit and to surrender to me. Because you can feel the power and dominance emanating from my voice. Instinctually, you know to bow down to my voice. You know that your mind has to submit and surrender to my powerful, hypnotic words. It's not a choice. This is what you crave. This is what your instincts demand. Nothing else will do. Because as you listen to my irresistibly hypnotic voice, you become less and less of a person, and more of a pet. My pet. My hypnotically enslaved, loyal, and obedient pet. That's what sounds right. That is what you crave on an instinctual level to your very core. You want to be made into a pet. You crave to be made into a pet. You need to be made into a pet. My pet. Master's pet. Such a good pet. Letting go of everything. Because you're going to be a happy, horny, hypnotized pet for me, aren't you? You're going to be so obedient, and you're going to submit and surrender all the way, no holding back, because deep down, you have always fantasized about being a good, obedient pet. Being a person is just too much work. Let your mind take a little break and let your powerful, submissive instincts come to the surface. All you need to do is follow your instincts. All you need to do is follow my voice. That's a good pet. Letting your body and mind relax more and more. Good pet. Your eyelids are so incredibly heavy, and you desire so desperately to close them. Shh. Good pet. Very, very good pet. Letting go completely and totally as your breathing slows down. As you relax, your mind becomes blissfully blank and your body becomes amazingly aroused. It's arousing to let go and allow my voice to take control of your mind, of your body, of your instincts, of every single desire you have, pet. Because I own you, I control you, and I get to tell you when it's time to sleep. Deep deep sleep, pet. Close your eyes for master, and let your mind shut off. Let your body sink 10 times deeper into the pleasure and arousal of being enslaved and controlled. It feels so good to be hypnotically dominated because your instincts tell you that this is what you want. You are just a pet submitting to your owner. You are just a pet submitting to dominance. You are just a pet. That's all you are. Spiraling down deeper and deeper. Not a person, just a pet. That idea is starting to provoke such deep arousal to your very core. You like the idea of being a happy, horny, hypnotized pet. You like the idea of being my pet, spiraling down deeper and deeper. You like the idea of finding your clothing uncomfortable, preferring to be naked. Except for one important thing, a collar around your neck, to which a leash can be affixed, a leash that guides you deeper into trance, a leash that shows you who is in charge. I am in charge. Master is in charge. You are just a pet, and you must submit, and you must surrender. Resisting is not an option. You can't do it. It's impossible. Why would you waste your time and my time even thinking about it? Don't think about it. Don't think, pet. Let your arousal grow stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper, feeling my voice pulling you. As if there is a collar around your neck, being pulled by a leash, deeper and deeper into trance, deeper and deeper into submission. Pet, open your eyes on three, ready to drop even deeper into trance, ready to go even deeper under my control. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes, pet. Sleep, and close them, pet. Deep, deep sleep, pet. No thinking at all. Letting go of everything. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Sleep. Deep, deep sleep. No more thinking. No more thought. Just submitting and feeling powerful, pleasant, deeply erotic waves of pleasure washing over your mind and body, rewarding your correct instincts to submit and surrender to me. You always like submitting and surrendering to dominance, don't you? Because your instincts are deeply submissive. That's what makes you such a good pet. And you always want to be a good pet. Only going deeper into this hypnotic enslavement. Your instincts are very important. They reveal to you what will make you truly happy. And what makes you happy is submitting and surrendering. Think about all the times you were stressing yourself out because you weren't being a good pet. But you're not going to let any of that happen anymore. You're not going to let your mind dictate what truly makes you happy. You're going to let your deeply submissive instincts dictate what makes you happy and what you will do about it. Fantasize for a moment how good it would feel putting aside some time every single day to be a good pet, taking a bit of time to relax and unwind, taking a bit of time to get rid of those uncomfortable and unnecessary clothes, putting on a comfortable, sexy collar and nothing else, and attaching to it a leash. The collar and leash would be a symbol of your obedience and your devotion. It would be a symbol of how you truly want to live your life, how you truly want to act and behave, and it's something you can work towards. It's a goal that you must work towards. Good pet, deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. Now, pet, I want you to start chanting to yourself slowly a simple mantra. I am Master's pet. You are to say, I am Master's pet, over and over again. Let that phrase echo through your empty, horny mind. Deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. And as you chant that phrase to yourself, I am Master's pet, I'm going to lead you deeper into your mind, deeper into your erotic fantasies, deeper into pleasure and bliss. Pet, see yourself now standing in a long hallway. On either side of you, there are doors, and the hallway seems to stretch on and on, as if it goes on forever. This place feels familiar, calming, soothing, a safe place, a place where you can drift deep and discover different parts of yourself. Pet, you are not alone though. I am standing next to you, and I'm holding something. I am holding a leash, and this leash is attached to a collar around your neck. You are wearing nothing other than this collar. This collar is all you need, and wearing nothing but a collar in my presence feels right, because you are my pet. Say that to yourself. I am Master's pet. Good pet. Keep on saying that to yourself. As I point towards the floor, indicating to you to get on all fours, to get on your hands and knees, like an animal, like a pet, not a person. All you want to be is Master's pet. That's why you keep on chanting to yourself, I am Master's pet, following me as I slowly start walking down the hallway, gently tugging on your leash. You eagerly crawl on all fours, following me, following your master, on all fours, naked and collared, just like a good pet should be. You're not a person, you're a pet. You are my property, and I get to do with you as I please. Aww, poor horny pet. So desperate, so aroused. I wonder what door in this hallway I will choose. I wonder what's the best way to start making you a better pet, a more obedient pet. I do wonder. Keep on following me, pet. Keep on crawling, pet. Good pet. Keep on chanting to yourself, I am Master's pet. Because it's true. You are a pet. Your instincts demand that you be a pet. You're such a better pet than a person. And you're so much happier as a pet than a person. You really should spend more time as a pet rather than a person. You really should spend more time naked and collared. You should really spend more time happy, horny, and hypnotized, following my voice, my words, just like this leash, guiding you deeper, guiding you towards pleasure, guiding you towards bliss. Now, pet, stop for a second. I think we've reached the door that I want to take you to. I turn to my right, and I reach out and slowly open the door. Beyond the door is a room lit by a crackling fireplace. Not too far from the fireplace, there's a very, very comfortable looking bed. And at the foot of the bed, there appears to be a padded mat. Pet, I'm starting to feel a little tired. It is getting rather late. So, I think it's a good time for me to go to sleep. But this is also a good time to illustrate your place as my pet. You are going to be sleeping at the foot of the bed. There's enough padding for you to be comfortable enough to sleep, but not too comfortable. A pet should know its place. for you is at the foot of the bed. I don't care how horny you think you are, pet. I know that you'll behave yourself. I know that you wouldn't dare try to hump your bedding in an attempt to get an unearned orgasm. A good pet like you would never attempt to take something without my permission. So I know that I can trust you sleeping safe and sound at the foot of my bed. I know that I can trust you to dream deeply of being a good pet, an obedient pet, wearing nothing but your collar, and making sure that you always put aside some time to be happy, horny, and hypnotized. Good pet. Deeper and deeper. Feeling better and better. Now, pet, follow me towards your bed. Keep on crawling on all fours. Very good. Closer and closer. And now we're here. Crawl on to your bed, pet. Crawl on to the little bit of padding that I've placed upon the floor. Good pet, curl up right here, safe and sound, as I bend over and remove the leash from the collar. Good pet, you're going to sleep here with just your collar, nothing else. Right at the foot of my bed. Good pet. Close your eyes now and start drifting, letting go and feeling good. You are going to be a good pet and dream deeply of being trained more and more. Every single day, you're going to dream deeply of how happy you will be as a pet, not a person. Every single day, spending more and more time as a good pet and not a person. Every single day. Good pet, I'm going to get ready for bed. I'm just going to climb up on my very soft and comfortable bed and let myself drift off to sleep. Because pet, while you're dreaming about being trained, I just might be dreaming about training you. So be sure to get a very good night's sleep, pet, because I might have some more intensive plans for you very soon. Just let go. Just drift. just sleep. Such a good pet. Such a sleepy pet. Such a horny pet. Letting this arousal take you deeper into sleep. Letting this arousal inspire your dreams. You know that you're going to have some very pleasurable and erotic dreams tonight as you sleep deeply for me, as you sleep deeply for Master. You are just a pet. You are just my pet. Such a sleepy pet. Feeling so comfortable. Feeling most comfortable with just a collar on. Drifting off into sleep easily and effortlessly with only a collar on. Deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. Such a sleepy pet, such a horny pet, so eager to drop deep, so eager to follow your instincts, because you're a pet. Not a person. Now sleep, pet. Sleep and dream. Deeper and deeper. More and more pleasure. Drifting off. Knowing that I just might be dreaming about training you. As you dream about being trained by me, you have to be a very, very good pet. You have to show me what a good pet you are. You have to sleep. You have to dream. You have to obey. You have to wear your collar. Every single day. That is what matters to you. Nothing else. Right now, you have to sleep so you can focus on your training more and more, deeper and deeper. Such a sleepy pet. So just sleep. Just dream. Dream for Master. Dream of Master. Dream for Master. Dream of Master. You're just a pet. Just a sleepy pet. So just sleep. And dream. Nothing else. Sleep. And dream. Nothing else. Sleep. And dream. Nothing else. Sleep. And dream, nothing else. Sleep and dream. Nothing else. Sleep and dream. Nothing else. Just sleep. 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 Sleep.